these stories at...
We are turning up the volume and mixing it up at Wind River Resort and Casino. Check out our third base blackjack pit in front of overtime. Fridays and Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Sexy dealers, drink specials, and a live DVJ spinning beats all night long. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Play blackjack in the third base pit at Wind River Resort and Casino, where you can hit it all night long. For third base blackjack pit details, log on to windriver.com. Blackjack. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Thanksgiving stats and numbers. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koshenka on this Thanksgiving Thursday, November 24. Glad you could spend part of your holiday with us. And here's what we have for you this hour.
Americans generally wander far from their typical eating habits on a day like today. Hear how many calories we take in on average at our Thanksgiving feast.
Need help preparing the big Turkey Day meal today? We'll take you to the Butterball Turkey Talk Line to find out what questions they're tackling.
If there is such a thing as a do-over when you have a bad job interview, it's possible if you play your cards right, we'll have some tips.
And the frequent flyer who got pushed too far and fought back.
Guy buys two tickets from Memphis to Houston, got to the airport 70 minutes before departure, and United said they had no record of the seat assignments and wait, and they would try and get him on, and they didn't, and so he was involuntarily bumped from the flight. And they tried to put him on a second flight, and he got bumped from that.
Oh, man, with his family, right? Wall Street Journal airline writer Scott McCartney on one man's battle with United Airlines. He's here in about 20 minutes. Politics first. White House staffers, you've been warned by President Obama. If you want to avoid a headache next year, don't imitate Bill Clinton's team on your way out. We're referring to transition pranks, a tradition embraced most energetically by Mr. Clinton's staff when handing the reins to George W. Bush back in 2001. It's a story from Elise Vibeck at The Washington Post. Elise, take us through this.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. White House people who exit and hand over the reins to a new administration are known to occasionally pull a few pranks on the incoming administration. And what I found is that the most egregious examples of this happened between the transition from Bill Clinton to George W. Bush. And in fact, these pranks and acts of what I think the Bush administration would call vandalism were actually so bad that they triggered a Government Accountability Office investigation. And some of the stories are pretty funny. Others are a little bit worse because I think that it costs the administration some money to do repairs. But things like recording obscene voicemail greetings, damaging furniture, gluing televisions, gluing drawers. You know, certainly those Clinton aides wanted to make it known that they weren't very happy that Bush won the election.
Wow. Geez. So I guess some of that would be positioned as, I don't know, kind of fun or prankish, but others, examples there seemed like they were just downright nasty.
Yeah, a few of them. And I think that what was interesting about this case is it really taught the Bush administration and now the Obama administration how important it is to make sure that those procedures go smoothly and that aides know that there could be consequences if they do things like this. We know that actually the transition between Bush and Obama was one of the best ever. I was speaking with a few people this morning involved, and they just said that the Bush administration, probably because of their experience coming in and having things be such a mess, was very classy in the way they handed off power. And so now the Obama administration is doing its best to make clear across all departments, across the White House staff, that they will not tolerate any nonsense and that they are going to do it up to the Bush standard.
That's something. Wow. We're speaking with Elise Vibeck, national political reporter at The Washington Post, about her story called Memo to Obama Aides, Don't Prank Trump or Clinton on Your Way Out. You mentioned in your story, too, Al Gore accidentally took a bust of Abraham Lincoln home? What is that?
Yes, I know. Isn't that a great little detail? So this came from that Government Accountability Office investigation, which produced a report of about 220 pages describing the state the White House was in and going back and forth with a variety of parties. And this was a really interesting find for me. Obviously, I had never realized this. It wasn't a tidbit that was discussed much in D.C., but yes, apparently in Al Gore's ceremonial office, so the vice president's ceremonial office, there was a small bust of Abraham Lincoln that was missing when Vice President Cheney came in, and Cheney's staff sort of registered this and were asking around trying to understand what had happened to it. And once a former Gore aide heard about this, they were able to locate it in Gore's private residence. Now, the report says that this was an accident, and so that's what I write in the story. They obviously did more investigating on this. Apparently, it was a staff member who was cleaning up Gore's office, starting to do some packing, and probably just believed that that was something that Vice President Gore owned, when in fact it was property of the office.
Holy smokes. That's unbelievable. So
I know.
Are there actual memos circulating now, like, say, from the White House staff to saying, listen, guys, this is not a time to mess around?
Or is there, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, there are emails going out on a regular basis to White House staff talking about the way that senior Obama officials want the transition to be run, which is without any of these shenanigans. And across the federal government, in fact, there are meetings and planning sessions about the transition. We're talking about every federal department, every federal agency. They're really starting to take this process quite seriously. Because when you think about it, I mean, every 4 to 8 years, you know, the government essentially gets remade. It's an enormously complicated process for even just a single agency. And so when you think about it across the entire government, you're talking about quite an undertaking.
Thanks, Elise. Elise Vibeck, national political correspondent at The Washington Post. It's 12 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News, on this Turkey Day. Glad you're with us.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so.
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Baker 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
Yeah, hi. I think I found your kid's stuffed animal near the swing set. Just wanted to call. I'm sure she misses it.
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off. The toy was a little muddy, so I cleaned it up, and it's good to go whenever you're around.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thanks for being with us. Time now for a health and wellness update, and it's brought to you by Rite Aid. Get your flu shot at Rite Aid today. Free with most insurance plans. Age restrictions apply in some states. See your Rite Aid pharmacist for details. Who'd ever think that a top-level professional athlete would be diagnosed with diabetes? It happened to NBA Hall of Famer Dominique Wilkins, the most celebrated player to ever put on an Atlanta Hawks uniform, and the Hawks' vice president of basketball. He made a name for himself, you might recall, as an exceptional dunker, which earned him the nickname the Human Highlight Film. Dominique, how did this happen?
Well, I stopped being the highlight, now I'm just human. I think it runs in my family. My father and grandfather both died from diabetes, and like you say, a year after I retired, I found I was a diabetic. So that's what really helped push me into really using diabetes as a calling to help other people. And one of the things I'm most proud of in really helping people manage with their diabetes is being the diabetes ambassador for the state of Georgia through the Georgia legislature. So that's a big part of my life now, really helping people help themselves.
Very good. So when you were diagnosed at 40, did that mean you had probably had it for some time? Or, like, what made you raise questions or go to the doctor, I guess? I mean, you were an NBA superstar.
Usually when you find out you're a diabetic, diabetes has been in your system for more than 10 years.
Oh, okay.
But when you're in great shape and you work out all the time, diabetes is very hard to detect because you're constantly burning those calories off. So I could have played 2 or 3 more years at the end of my career if I wanted to, because people ask me all the time, could I play longer if I found I was a diabetic? And the answer to that is no, because I was in great shape.
Mm. What do you recall from those playing days the most? Like the thing I guess that came to my mind, you were such a great dunker. Did anybody say at a road game tell you to your face before the game, you're not dunking in this building tonight? And then you sort of made a mission to do it?
No, this is the funny thing is, dunking was a tool for intimidation that I used.
Yeah.
It really wasn't who I was, but the dunks that I had were so dramatic, everybody think every point I ever scored was a dunk, but it's very hard to score over 26,000 points on dunks.
Right.
I was a creative scorer. I could play inside, outside, on the post, off the dribble. I shot more than 10 to 12 free throws a night.
Yeah, yeah.
I had games where I scored 40 and they had 1 or 2 dunks in that game. So I used it for a tool for intimidations. And if I got in a groove, it was nothing a player can do individually. He going to need help that night. So I was going to get to the basket one way or the other.
Right. I remember I saw you play at the United Center in Chicago against Jordan, I want to say late 80s. I think my lungs are still sore from that night, screaming like, give it to Dominique! And then the Bulls would get out of it like, give it to Jordan! Like, I had one shot to see you guys play together. I just wanted highlights that whole game. Do you remember epic battles with him or not necessarily?
Oh yeah. Remember all of them. Jordan was a pleasure to play against because he brought out the best in me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I brought out the best in him. And we had some epic, epic battles in United Center in the Omni at that time. We had some battles. And I tell you what, I wouldn't change a thing. I remember him being carried out on a stretcher in the playoffs. And I just knew we were going to win the series then. You know, Michael's being carried off on a stretcher.
Right.
It's ready to be on for the Hawks.
Right.
Came back at halftime, scored 30, and they won.
Right.
So I think he set me up for that one. Right. But, you know, they end up winning the series.
Right. We're speaking with NBA great Dominique Wilkins. He's been inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. He played at the University of Georgia, but it's also raising awareness for diabetes. So tell me more, I guess, about how you're managing the diabetes these days. What do you do?
Well, it's three simple things: diet, exercise, and medication. Make sure that I do the right type of exercises for me that work, because as you get older, you got to tailor-make your workout plan. And so I do stuff like, I get on the treadmill, I do interval workouts, I shoot out in the court with my sons, and I take a lot of walks. I like to walk two, three miles every day.
Okay.
And so that's something that I'm passionate about, and I make sure I eat as best as I can. I eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of chicken, fish, turkey, a lot of green food. I still have my steak and different foods from time to time, because you still have to live. So everything is about moderation.
Very good. I always think of you tall guys. You were like 6'8", right? Are you putting 2 to 3 miles on the road every day, like running? Your knees holding up?
Oh, yeah. I've been very fortunate to retire with all my limbs intact. And so I still do a lot of fun things that I used to do early on. Maybe not at that level, but okay. I feel really good at the end of the day.
Good. How's that Hawks team looking for this year that you're involved with? You're VP, right? VP of basketball?
Yes, we're going to be very good. Barring any type of injuries with any of our guys, I think we're going to be very competitive in the East, and we can position ourselves to kind of move up the ladder.
Dominique Wilkins, Atlanta Hawks great, currently the Hawks vice president of basketball. 21 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discount. See associate for details.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
Yeah, hi. I think I found your kid's stuffed animal near the swing set. Just want to call. I'm sure she misses it.
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off. The toy was a little muddy, so I cleaned it up, and it's good to go whenever you're around.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Wow. Awesome.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Glad you're with us. Happy Turkey Day. You know it in your gut. You just blew the big job interview or that presentation in front of all your colleagues and potential clients. Is it possible to get a do-over? This morning's Jennifer Koshenka says, don't rule it out.
Job interview didn't go well? Maybe you should ask for a do-over. Sue Schellenbarger of the Wall Street Journal is here with some tips on how to make a second impression. So, Sue, if your job interview wasn't so hot, what's the first thing you should do?
Well, try to find out where you went wrong. If you sense that an interview is going badly, you may already know. You may already know that you showed up unprepared, or you didn't ask good questions. There are certain mistakes that you can't recover from, and those are two of them. If you dressed wrong, arrived late, some faux pas can't be remedied. You should just write it off to experience and move on. But there are some cases where I found people actually can go back to the hiring manager and make a strong, honest case that they forgot to provide an example that illustrated, you know, how they could perform well on the job, or they have new information or a work sample to provide that might influence the decision. So if there really is a good reason for you to get a do-over, occasionally, not always, you can get a second chance.
And how do you actually go about getting that second chance? Do you call them? You email them?
These days, email is more common. I think it's kind of the accepted way to do this. And it quickly write and say, you know, I thank you, humbly admit where you went wrong, be very clear about what you have to offer that you haven't already given the hiring manager, ask apologetically for the chance to send that information on email or to meet again and to talk more. One young manager I interviewed did this, said he had been dying to work for this company since he entered MBA school, and even earlier he had been familiar with the company. He could offer better examples and make his experience clearly relevant to the job opening. He got another chance, and he got the job. So occasionally this will work.
So is this a new trend, or is this something people have been doing for a while?
I don't think it's a new trend. I think perhaps there is a bit more give and take these days. People are changing jobs more often, returning to the same employer sometimes. And certainly inside the company, if you ask for a do-over after giving a presentation that went wrong or making a mistake, I think managers are more tolerant of mistakes as a route to learning. I spoke to a couple of CEOs who said, people make mistakes. If an employee needs a do-over on an important presentation, we'll try to give them a second chance. It's the way they learn. The problem is, if you make the same mistake twice, the CEO isn't going to be as tolerant.
Your story also talks about recovering from poor performance reviews. How do you go about getting a second chance there?
The performance review is great because often the reasons become clear that there's a mismatch. Maybe the boss thought that he or she had given clear instructions but didn't. The employee misunderstood what he or she was supposed to be doing. This can happen pretty easily on that first performance review. So if a misunderstanding surfaces, and it's a genuine misunderstanding, one guy I interviewed said he asked for a redo in 3 months. He went back and did his job differently, taking much more initiative, which is what the boss had told him he needed to do, and he got a much higher rating 3 months later rather than waiting a year for another review.
Circling back to the interview portion of this, obviously it's important to get it right the first time. What are some tips to stand out in your first interview?
Well, you absolutely have to show up on time, be impeccably dressed, have done your homework on the employer and what its current challenges are, and on the job. What are the requirements of the job? And then think through exactly how your experience applies to the that particular job. The employer is looking for what you can do for them. They're not looking for a dog and pony show on you. They want you to relate your skills to what they need. So that, if you think about it, can take quite a bit of time and preparation. And then when you show up, don't take a red-eye flight the night before and show up with no sleep, all rumpled and exhausted.
Definitely not rumpled. Thanks, Sue.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Want to kick off a holiday shopping season in style? Come to Red Town Market Thanksgiving weekend, featuring dozens of local vendors, live music, art, food, and of course, great shopping. November 26, 10 to 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free to the public. Shop local, stay local. Come to Red Town Market November 26, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mark your calendars and be sure to join us.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
In the Ad Council.
Blocking out the noise and bringing you the facts. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Glad you could spend part of your holiday with us on this Thursday, November 24. Coming up this half hour, the frequent flyer who fought back against the airlines and won. Getting emergency help with Thanksgiving meal prep this afternoon. And the number of calories we'll consume today. That story in about 20 minutes. Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are collectively known in political terms as the Blue Wall states. They've been reliably Democratic voters, but not this time. Why not? Seems effort and energy played a role. Donald Trump made an effort there. Craig Gilbert, Washington correspondent at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, says Hillary Clinton neglected the region. Craig set this up.
The blue wall are the kind of safer Democratic states, and in this case, particularly in the kind of Great Lakes region and in the Midwest, these are states that are really swing states, but they've been consistently voting Democratic at the presidential level since the late 80s or early 90s, and in this case, we're talking about states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, where Donald Trump was trying to expand the map, and Democrats were assuming for a long time that this wall would hold. If it had, it would have meant the election for Hillary Clinton, but it didn't.
So what happened here then? What went wrong in some of the calculations or reading of the data?
Well, so the reason these states were attractive to Donald Trump was because they have a lot of blue-collar white voters, and we know that's been his demographic strength. The challenge for him is that these are blue-collar white voters who are less Republican and more up for grabs than a lot of blue-collar whites in other parts of the country. So these are voters that Democrats have been quite competitive with, that Obama was pretty competitive and pretty popular with in his elections. And the Democrats thought that they would hold. But in this case, two things happened. One, Donald Trump did a lot better with these voters than his, you know, Mitt Romney did 4 years ago as a Republican. And Hillary Clinton also, struggled to turn out parts of the Obama coalition and her party's base, particularly young voters and African-American voters in some of the key cities in these three states.
What was the reason? Anybody give a reason for that, Craig?
Well, I think she just, you know, she did not generate the enthusiasm that Obama did, certainly among African-American voters and young voters. I mean, we saw signs of that all year. On top of that, I mean, you know, a lot of Democrats feel that there was kind of a tactical blunder on the part of the Clinton campaign. Wisconsin is a state where she never made a single campaign trip during the general election phase of the campaign, which is pretty remarkable. I mean, they thought this state was so safe. Donald Trump came here five or six times. She did go to Michigan and Pennsylvania, but particularly in the case of Wisconsin and Michigan, they were very late in terms of advertising, and they did not treat these states like they were states that were in peril.
Would it have been the difference of just having run some ads that might have turned Wisconsin for her?
Well, when you consider how narrow the margins were in these states, I mean, they were all about a point. In Wisconsin, we're talking about 27,000 votes, something like that, so it's not too hard to think that, you know, more money in terms of advertising or maybe sending the president or the first lady to some of these cities to mobilize African-American voters or mobilize white voters or a trip by the candidate. There were surrogates that came here. I mean, they sent Tim Kaine a lot. They sent members of the Clinton family. They sent other Democrats. But you know, it's really the candidate and the president, if he's a surrogate, those are the big guns for any campaign. So between candidate travel and between that and television advertising, those are the weapons the campaigns have, and they didn't use them.
Wow. We're speaking with Craig Gilbert, Washington Bureau Chief at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. His piece is called How Clinton Lost the Blue Wall States. All right, so Michigan and Pennsylvania, similar stories as to Wisconsin?
Well, there are some wrinkles. I mean, I think there's certainly evidence in the case of Pennsylvania and Michigan that even though Hillary Clinton overwhelmingly won the support of African-American voters, there was a little bit of a fall off in terms of turnout and in terms of her vote margins. Again, these are things that can make differences on the margins. It's really not a question of sort of blaming young voters or blaming black voters if you're a Democrat. It's really that Clinton and her campaign didn't do quite enough to mobilize them or didn't get the ultra-high levels of support they needed. In the case of Wisconsin, in the exit polls, I mean, she only had about a 4-point margin among voters under 30 compared to a 23-point margin for Obama. The young voters weren't as big a part of the electorate as they were in 2012. And then on the other side of the coin, I mean, this the remarkable performance of Donald Trump among white blue-collar voters and particularly rural whites, a group that he won by almost 30 points in Wisconsin, a group that Obama won 8 years ago in Wisconsin.
Thanks, Craig. Craig Gilbert, Washington correspondent at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It's 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News, on this Thanksgiving Day.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top. Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to a state that's one of America's top 10 for business, where 2,000 burdensome regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years and is now home to the sixth best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice for your business. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Again, that's MichiganBusiness.org to learn more.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better. And kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
Reminder, by the way, that we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter with the username @ThisMorningShow. If you like some cynicism and sarcasm, you can follow me directly on Twitter @GordonDeal. Well, you're probably aware that federal rules force airlines to generously compensate passengers who get bumped from flights, yet gate agents don't always follow the requirements. In August, the Transportation Department fined Alaska, American, Southwest, and United Airlines for misleading travelers after bumping them. But Wall Street Journal airline writer Scott McCartney says it's not just the government calling out carriers on this. Travelers are fighting back, too. Scott, what's the story of this one guy?
Yeah, so a guy buys two tickets from Memphis to Houston he and his wife wanted to take their infant daughter to see some folks in Houston for a long weekend, and he had seat assignments in his confirmation and got to the airport 70 minutes before departure, and United said they had no record of the seat assignments and wait, and they were trying to get him on, and they didn't, and so he was involuntarily bumped from the flight. And they tried to put him on a second flight, gave him boarding passes, but without a seat number, and he got bumped from that. And thus ensued a really kind of remarkable battle between the airline and the customer. There are some very specific federal rules that govern this, which it by most of the evidence were not followed. And the guy enlisted help from a lot of other frequent flyers who kind of rallied to the cause, and it became
a year-long battle that ended up in court, and ultimately he won.
Wow. What did he win?
Well, he won compensation under the federal involuntary denied boarding rules. So the government says if you bump somebody from a flight, you sell them a ticket, and then you don't honor it, you have to pay a penalty to the customer of 200% of the fare for that flight if you get them to their destination within 2 hours, and if it's more than 2 hours, then it has to be 400%. There's really two reasons for this rule. One is there's an inconvenience to the customer for getting bumped for a flight that they bought, in most cases, a non-refundable ticket for.
Yeah.
So the customer can't change, but the airline does, and there ought to be some compensation for that inconvenience. And the other is, and this is why the penalty payment has been raised in recent years, it's to discourage airlines from selling expensive tickets to last-minute flyers when flights are completely booked, and then just bumping the guy with the cheapest ticket, which still happens, and there's, you know, something to be said for that, I suppose. But the reality is it was happening a lot more before, where the economics made sense for an airline. If you can get somebody to pay you $1,000 for the flight, then you can just bump somebody who paid you $200, and you make out like a bandit.
Hmm. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal airline writer Scott McCartney. His piece is called "When United Bumped This Flyer, He Fought Back." All right, so you said this took like a year for this guy. Did he say it was worth it? Because that seems like an enormous undertaking to fight an airline by yourself.
Yeah, I think he thinks that it was worth it. Obviously, a major hassle. He's a lawyer, so he didn't have to hire a lawyer or do that. He's not an infrequent flyer, but by no means a road warrior, and somewhat novice to all this. So he learned a lot. He learned a lot from the fight with United itself, but he learned a lot from frequent flyers on Flyer Talk, which is an online community. And he just posted, like the day after he got bumped, posted his situation there, and he got a lot of advice from folks who did know the rules and did know what he was entitled to and things like that, and so it became kind of a crusade, if you will. There's a David versus Goliath story here of one pissed off passenger taking on an airline, and I think there's satisfaction for a lot of folks involved, simply because airlines are required to do certain things in these situations and treat people a certain way, and if they don't, they ought to be held accountable.
Wall Street Journal airline writer Scott McCartney. 12 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are three numbers you should know. 10, 2000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. 2000 is the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more. Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. That's MichiganBusiness.org to learn more.
Maryland brought her famous holiday ham with the sight of what coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
Yeah, hi. I think I found your kid's stuffed animal near the swing set. Just wanted to call. I'm sure she misses it.
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off. The toy was a little muddy, so I cleaned it up, and it's good to go whenever you're around.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Ruth Rusey. I'm a retired teacher. I'm 91 years old, and this is how I live United. I say retired, but not really. Once a week, I read books to children as part of United Way's education program. Reading to a child creates links between language and literacy. It creates a bond between grown-up and child. And believe it or not, it prepares them for a better academic future. Oh, we read about frogs and flies and pigs with wings, all sorts of juicy stuff. It's a joy to watch all those little faces. I figure I have the time and they have the need. And I've always believed that if we're not here to help each other, then what are we here for really? My name is Ruth Rusey. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
We are America's First News, this morning with Gordon Deal.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving once again. When you're desperate for Thanksgiving food prep advice later today, there are a couple of go-to sources, right? Mother, grandmother, mother-in-law. But if they're already, let's say, 2 glasses into that bottle of Chardonnay, you need something a little more reliable. That's when you call or text someone like Karen Wilcher, Butterball Turkey Talk Line expert. She joins us now from the War Room or Counseling Center, depending on how you see it. Karen, you're big on the next day Thanksgiving stuff.
For me, I like to have leftovers because we just laze around the whole rest of the weekend, and I like to use the turkey to make other things, and we have a bunch of recipes on our website that you can refer to and to get information about how to use the leftovers.
And the turkey talk line has kind of evolved, right? I mean, it used to be just a phone call. Now you guys can text responses to people?
Yeah, we're on demand. We're everywhere you need to be. We've got a cookbook app that you can have on, downloaded on your phone. So if you're in the grocery store and you need to get an ingredient, you need to refer to that. You can just use your app. You can just text us at 844-877-3456. And somebody who's been, like myself, trained at Butterball University will be answering your questions. But if you know what? If you don't want to do that, you can, again, use our website to get some of the same information, especially if you're a visual learner. We've got some videos on there about how to do things.
Very nice. What's the most desperate phone call or text you've ever gotten?
No such thing as wild or weird, because we welcome them all. But one of them that's legendary around here that we all still chuckle about even to this day is a gentleman was tasked with thawing out his turkey by his wife. And, you know, she asked, hey, I need you to thaw out the turkey and just put it in a water bath. Well, you know, he got to thinking, I'm a multitask. So, you know, I've got to bathe the kids and I need to give a water bath to this turkey. So he put the turkey in the bath. Tub with the kids. Now, we don't recommend you do that, but that is one of the wild stories around here.
Kids, can you move the rubber duck, please? Dad's got to put the turkey in. 100,000 questions, by the way, their experts will answer between November and December on Butterball's Turkey Talk Line. 6 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
Hi. I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
Yeah. Hi. I think I found your kid's stuffed animal near the swing set. Just want to call. I'm sure she misses it.
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off. The toy was a little muddy, so I cleaned it up, and it's good to go whenever you're around.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
This forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, once again, happy Thanksgiving. Here's some Thanksgiving stats and numbers put together by USA Today. 1621. Course, the year of the first Thanksgiving, a three-day feast, that one was 46 million, the number of turkeys killed annually for Thanksgiving, according to Wallet Hub. $22.74, the average cost of a 16-pound turkey. Five, that's the number of days required to thaw a frozen 16-pound turkey in the fridge. $4.45 billion, that's the amount of money spent online during Thanksgiving weekend last year. 151 million, the number of people who said they shopped in stores or online over last year's Thanksgiving weekend. 50 million. That's the number of viewers expected to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. 3.5 million will attend it in person. 4,500. That's the number of calories the average American will consume today, plus 229 grams of fat. That's over twice the recommended calorie intake for an entire day. Psh, I'll top that. I don't log in for less than like 10,000 calories on Thanksgiving. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
There's a day for giving thanks, and now a day for giving. North State Giving Tuesday, a global day dedicated to giving back, as citizens come together for the common purpose of celebrating generosity and giving. The Cascade Theater is participating in North State Giving Tuesday, November 29th, and invites the community to an open house for free tours, hot chocolate, coffee, cookies, and even a special visit from Santa and his helpers from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tuesday, November 29th. You can also donate online to the Cascade Theater, assist other local nonprofits, and learn more about North State Giving Tuesday at northstategives.org.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New York's Macy's Thanksgiving Parade is underway. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill told NBC's Today Show that the people who turned out for the parade will be safe. They're used to providing that kind of security.
We do New Year's, we do 4th of July, so this year we have blocker trucks, we have 83 sand trucks, and we have 114 blocker vehicles to prevent any vehicles from coming on the route.
Giant balloons like Charlie Brown and Hello Kitty are joining some 1,000 clowns and a dozen marching bands. You Don't Want to Get Parade executive producer Amy Kuehl started about balloons.
We've got things called balloonicles, tricaloons, we've got falloons, but this year we've got a bouncing balloon.
And it's all because of the new high-tech changes that come every year nowadays, changing the way they use their balloons. Also, a lot of security in place for the 90th year now. The parade always brings out millions of spectators. As always, on Thanksgiving Day, it's a busy day for the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. Butterball's Phyllis Kramer says these days, companies' turkey experts help people not just on the phone, but via social media and email.
How we get our information anymore has changed. And people want the information when they want it and get it how they want, in whatever format they want.
AAA says almost 49 million people are expected to travel 50 miles or farther for the holiday, the most since 2007. FlightAware's Daniel Baker says there are very few weather-related delays as the airlines start the holiday weekend.
None of the airlines at this point are expecting significant disruption, so it appears that we're in good shape for the pre-Thanksgiving travel day.
Meanwhile, the CEO of FlightAware says there are very few weather problems, even though they're going to have to be patient at those airports as well. He says that you've got to understand a lot of people who are fairly rare travelers are going to be going through the security lines and checkpoints, and that could lead to some backups, even if the airlines are well prepared. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CUDA-CAM by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CUDA-CAM is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CUDA-CAM cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CUDA-CAM.com to learn why CUDA-CAM is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
Britain's Independence Party acting leader Nigel Farage is predicting a political earthquake in Britain if the government of Prime Minister Theresa May fails to leave the European Union before the 2020 general election.
2016, when people look back in 100 years, 200 years, 2016 will stand out as one of those great historic years. It's the year of the big political revolution.
The pro-Brexit leader, closely allied with President-elect Trump, says there will be a seismic shock if the Brexit, which was approved by voters, is delayed. Global markets mixed today in quiet trading because of the Thanksgiving holiday. BMO Wealth Management Chief Investment Strategist Jack Alvin says there's a big gap right now between winners and losers.
The performance differential between best sectors and worst sectors, I tracked a couple of days ago, as wide as 17%.
On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow set another new record high at 19,083. Breaking news at townhall.com. The Pentagon comptroller has warned Congress that continuing to rely on stopgap spending bills will undermine U.S. forces in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan.
When Congress returns from the Thanksgiving break, members are expected to pass a stopgap spending bill or a continuing resolution. It would fund the government at current levels through the end of March. Passing the bill would avert a government shutdown, but it does no additional favors for the military. In a memo exclusively obtained and reported by CQ Roll Call, the Defense Department controller says the continuing resolution does not include additional funds for U.S. military campaigns overseas.
That is Linda Kenyon reporting. The Navy says the names, Social Security numbers, and other sensitive details of more than 134,000 current and former sailors have been breached on a contractor's laptop. The Chief of Naval Operations says that the Navy is in the early stages of investigating and working to identify those who were affected. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We would like to invite you to a night of bagpipes and whiskey at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, December 2nd, Inside Overtime. The Jefferson Pipe Band of Shasta County will be performing. After 30 years of memorials, parades, and concerts, they are on their way to the World's Pipe Band Championships in Glasgow, Scotland in 2017. They are ready for the ultimate challenge. With the help of our community, friends, and family, this benefit will put them one step closer to achieving their once-in-a-lifetime vision of competing in Scotland. Join us Friday, December 2nd for a night of bagpipes and whiskey from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Whiskey tastings and food pairing along with a cigar demonstration by Tobacco and Brew. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased online or at Wind River Resort and Casino. All proceeds benefit the Jefferson Pipe Band. The Jefferson Pipe Band, a Reading pipe band serving the community since 1985. Must be 21 to attend. As always, we offer free valet. For information, visit jeffersonpipeband.org or windriver.com.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Thanksgiving stats and numbers. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Kashenka on this Thanksgiving Thursday, November 24. Glad you could spend part of your holiday with us. And here's what we have for you this hour.
Americans generally wander far from their typical eating habits on a day like today. Hear how many calories we take in on average at our Thanksgiving feast.
Need help preparing the big Turkey Day meal today? We'll take you to the Butterball Turkey Talk Line to find out what questions they're tackling.
If there is such a thing as a do-over when you have a bad job interview, it's possible if you play your cards right, we'll have some tips.
And the frequent flyer who got pushed too far and fought back.
Guy buys two tickets from Memphis to Houston, got to the airport 70 minutes before departure, and United said they had no record of the seat assignments and wait, and they were trying to get him on, and they didn't, and so he was involuntarily bumped from the flight. And they tried to put him on a second flight, and he got bumped from that.
Oh, man, with his family, right? Wall Street Journal airline writer Scott McCartney on one man's battle with United Airlines. He's here in about 20 minutes. Politics first. White House staffers, you've been warned by President Obama. If you want to avoid a headache next year, don't imitate Bill Clinton's team on your way out. We're referring to transition pranks, a tradition embraced most energetically by Mr. Clinton's staff when handing the reins to George W. Bush back in 2001. It's a story from Elise Vibeck at the Washington Post. Elise, take us through this.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. White House people who exit and hand over the reins to a new administration are known to occasionally pull a few pranks on the incoming administration. And what I found is that the most egregious examples of this happened between the transition from Bill Clinton to George W. Bush. And in fact, these pranks and acts of what I think the Bush administration would call vandalism were actually so bad that they triggered a Government Accountability Office investigation. And some of the stories are pretty funny. Others are a little bit worse because I think that it cost the administration some money to do repairs. But things like recording obscene voicemail greetings, damaging furniture, gluing televisions, gluing drawers. You know, certainly those Clinton aides wanted to make it known that they weren't very happy that Bush won the election.
Wow. Geez. So I guess some of that would be positioned as, I don't know, kind of fun or prankish, but others, examples there seem like they were just downright nasty.
Yeah, a few of them. And I think that what was interesting about this case is it really taught the Bush administration and now the Obama administration how important it is to make sure that those procedures go smoothly and that aides know that there could be consequences if they do things like this. We know that actually the transition between Bush and Obama was one of the best ever. I was speaking with a few people this morning involved, and they just said that the Bush administration, probably because of their experience coming in and having things be such a mess, was very classy in the way they handed off power. And so now the Obama administration is doing its best to make clear across all departments, across the White House staff, that they will not tolerate any nonsense and that they are going to do it up to the Bush standard.
That's something. Wow. We're speaking with Elise Vibeck, national political reporter at The Washington Post, about her story called Memo to Obama Aides, Don't Prank Trump or Clinton on Your Way Out. You mentioned in your story, too, Al Gore accidentally took a bust of Abraham Lincoln home. What is that?
Yes, I know. Isn't that a great little detail? So this came from that Government Accountability Office investigation, which produced a report of about 220 pages describing the state the White House was in and going back and forth with a variety of parties. And this was a really interesting find for me. Obviously, I had never realized this. It wasn't a tidbit that was discussed much in D.C., but yes, apparently in Al Gore's ceremonial office, so the vice president's ceremonial office, there was a small bust of Abraham Lincoln that was missing when Vice President Cheney came in, and Cheney's staff sort of registered this and were asking around trying to understand what had happened to it. And once a former Gore aide heard about this, they were able to locate it in Gore's private residence. Now, the report says that this was an accident, and so that's what I write in the story. They obviously did more investigating on this. Apparently, it was a staff member who was cleaning up Gore's office, starting to do some packing, and probably just believed that that was something that Vice President Gore owned, when in fact it was property of the office.
Holy smokes. That's unbelievable. So
I know.
Are there actual memos circulating now, like, say, from the White House staff to saying, listen, guys, this is not a time to mess around?
Or is there, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, there are emails going out on a regular basis to White House staff talking about the way that senior Obama officials want the transition to be run, which is without any of these shenanigans. And across the federal government, in fact, there are meetings and planning sessions about the transition. We're talking about every federal department, every federal agency. They're really starting to take this process quite seriously. Because when you think about it, I mean, every 4 to 8 years, you know, the government essentially gets remade. It's an enormously complicated process for even just a single agency. And so when you think about it across the entire government, you're talking about quite an undertaking.
Thanks, Elise. Elise Vibeck, national political correspondent at The Washington Post. It's 12 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News, on this Turkey Day. Glad you're with us.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so.
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Booker 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
Yeah, hi. I think I found your kid's stuffed animal near the swing set. Just wanted to call. I'm sure she misses it.
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off. The toy was a little muddy, so I cleaned it up, and it's good to go whenever you're around.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thanks for being with us. Time now for a health and wellness update, and it's brought to you by Rite Aid. Get your flu shot at Rite Aid today. Free with most insurance plans. Age restrictions apply in some states. See your Rite Aid pharmacist for details. Who'd ever think that a top-level professional athlete would be diagnosed with diabetes? It happened to NBA Hall of Famer Dominique Wilkins, the most celebrated player to ever put on an Atlanta Hawks uniform and the Hawks' vice president of basketball. He made a name for himself, you might recall, as an exceptional dunker, which earned him the nickname the Human Highlight Film. Dominique, how did this happen?
Well, I stopped being the highlight, now I'm just human. I think it runs in my family. My father and grandfather both died from diabetes, and like you say, a year after I retired, I found I was a diabetic. So that's what really helped push me into really using diabetes as a calling to help other people. And one of the things I'm most proud of in really helping people manage with their diabetes is being the diabetes ambassador for the state of Georgia through the Georgia legislature. So that's a big part of my life now, really helping people help themselves.
Very good. So when you were diagnosed at 40, did that mean you had probably had it for some time? Or like, what made you raise questions or go to the doctor, I guess? I mean, you were an NBA superstar.
Usually when you find that you're a diabetic, diabetes has been in your system for more than 10 years.
Oh, okay.
But when you're in great shape and you work out all the time, diabetes is very hard to detect because you're constantly burning those calories off. So I could have played 2 or 3 more years at the end of my career if I wanted to, because people ask me all the time, could I play longer if I found I was a diabetic? And the answer to that is no, because I was in great shape.
Mm. What do you recall from those playing days the most? Like the thing I guess that came to my mind, you were such a obviously a great dunker. Did anybody say at a road game tell you to your face before the game, you're not dunking in this building tonight, and then you sort of made a mission to do it?
Well, no, this is the funny thing is, dunking was a tool for intimidation that I used.
Yeah.
It really wasn't who I was, but the dunks that I had were so dramatic, everybody think every point I ever scored was a dunk. But it's very hard to score over 26,000 points on dunks.
Right.
I was a creative scorer. I could play inside, outside, on the post, off the dribble. I shot more than 10 to 12 free throws a night.
Yeah, yeah.
I had games where I scored 40 and I had 1 or 2 dunks in that game. So I used it for a tool for intimidations. And if I got in a groove, it was nothing a player can do individually. He going to need help that night. Right. So I was going to get to the basket one way or the other.
Right. I remember I saw you play at the United Center in Chicago against Jordan, I want to say late 80s. I think my lungs are still sore from that night, screaming like, give it to Dominique! And then the Bulls would get out of it like, give it to Jordan. Like I had one shot to see you guys play together. I just wanted highlights that whole game. Do you remember epic battles with him or not necessarily?
Oh, Oh, yeah. Remember all of them. Jordan was a pleasure to play against because he brought out the best in me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I brought out the best in him. And we had some epic, epic battles. In United Center, in the Omni at that time, we had some battles. And I tell you what, I wouldn't change a thing. I remember him being carried out on a stretcher in the playoffs. And I just knew we were going to win the series then. You know, Michael's being carried off on a stretcher.
Right.
It's too ready to be on for the Hawks.
Right.
Came back at halftime, scored 30, and they won.
Right.
So I think he set me up for that one.
Right.
But, you know, they ended up winning the series.
Right. We're speaking with NBA great Dominique Wilkins. He's been inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. He played at the University of Georgia, but is also raising awareness for diabetes. So tell me more, I guess, about how you're managing the diabetes these days. What do you do?
Well, it's three simple things: diet, exercise, and medication. Make sure that I do the right type of exercises for me that work, because as you get older, you got to tailor-make your workout plan. And so I do stuff like, I mean, I get on the treadmill, I do interval workouts, I shoot out in the court with my sons, and I take a lot of walks. I like to walk two, three miles every day.
Okay.
And so that's something that I'm passionate about, and I make sure I eat as best as I can. I eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of chicken, fish, turkey, a lot of green food. I still have my steak and different foods from time to time because you still have to live. So everything is about moderation.
Very good. I always think of you tall guys. You were like 6'8", right? Are you putting 2 to 3 miles on the road every day, like running, your knees holding up?
Oh, yeah. I've been very fortunate to retire with all my limbs intact. And so I still do a lot of fun things that I used to do early on. Maybe not at that level, but okay. I feel really good at the end of the day.
Good. How's that Hawks team looking for this year that you're involved with? You're VP, right? VP of basketball?
Yes. We're going to be very good. Barring any type of injuries with any of our guys, I think we're going to be very competitive in the East, and we can position ourselves to kind of move up the ladder.
Dominique Wilkins, Atlanta Hawks great, currently the Hawks vice president of basketball. 21 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discount. See associate for details.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
Yeah, hi. I think I found your kid's stuffed animal near the swing set. Just wanted to call. I'm sure she misses it.
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off. The toy was a little muddy, so I cleaned it up, and it's good to go whenever you're around.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock. and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Awesome.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Glad you're with us. Happy Turkey Day. You know it in your gut. You just blew the big job interview or that presentation in front of all your colleagues and potential clients. Is it possible to get a do-over? This morning's Jennifer Koschenka says, don't rule it out.
Job interview didn't go well? Maybe you should ask for a do-over. Sue Schellenbarger of the Wall Street Journal is here with some tips on how to make a second impression. So, Sue, if your job interview wasn't so hot, what's the first thing you should do?
Well, try to find out where you went wrong. If you sense that an interview is going badly, you may already know. You may already know that you showed up unprepared or you didn't ask good questions. There are certain mistakes that you can't recover from, and those are two of them. If you dressed wrong, arrived late, some faux pas can't be remedied. You should just write it off to experience and move on. But there are some cases where I found people actually can go back to the hiring manager and make a strong, honest case that they forgot to provide an example that illustrated, you know, how they could perform well on the job, or they have new information or a work sample to provide that might influence the decision. So if there really is a good reason for you to get a do-over, occasionally, not always, you can get a second chance.
And how do you actually go about getting that second chance? Do you call them? You email them?
These days, email is more common. I think it's kind of the accepted way to do this. And it quickly write and say, you know, I thank you, humbly admit where you went wrong, be very clear about what you have to offer that you haven't already given the hiring manager, ask apologetically for the chance to send that information on email or to meet again and to talk more. One young manager I interviewed did this, said he had been dying to work for this company since he entered MBA school, and even earlier he had been familiar with the company. He could offer better examples and make his experience clearly relevant to the job opening. He got another chance, and he got the job. So occasionally this will work.
So is this a new trend, or is this something people have been doing for a while?
I don't think it's a new trend. I think perhaps there is a bit more give and take these days. People are changing jobs more often, returning to the same employer sometimes. And certainly inside the company, if you ask for a do-over after giving a presentation that went wrong or making a mistake, I think managers are more tolerant of mistakes as a route to learning. I spoke to a couple of CEOs who said, people make mistakes. If an employee needs a do-over on an important presentation, we'll try to give them a second chance. It's the way they learn. The problem is if you make the same mistake twice, the CEO isn't going to be as tolerant.
Your story also talks about recovering from poor performance reviews. How do you go about getting a second chance there?
The performance review is great because often the reasons become clear that there's a mismatch. Maybe the boss thought that he or she had given clear instructions but didn't. The employee misunderstood what he or she was supposed to be doing. This can happen pretty easily on that first performance review. So if a misunderstanding surfaces, and it's a genuine misunderstanding, one guy I interviewed said he asked for a redo in 3 months. He went back and did his job differently, taking much more initiative, which is what the boss had told him he needed to do, and he got a much higher rating 3 months later rather than waiting a year for another review.
Circling back to the interview portion of this, obviously it's important to get it right the first time. What are some tips to stand out in your first interview?
Well, you absolutely have to show up on time, be impeccably dressed, have done your homework on the employer and what its current challenges are, and on the job, what are the requirements of the job, and then think through exactly how your experience applies to the that particular job. The employer is looking for what you can do for them. They're not looking for a dog and pony show on you. They want you to relate your skills to what they need. So that, if you think about it, can take quite a bit of time and preparation. And then when you show up, don't take a red-eye flight the night before and show up with no sleep, all rumpled and exhausted.
Definitely not rumpled. Thanks, Sue.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lies and believing these lies is the cause of much of the violence we are seeing in our country. What happens when those you could once trust to tell you the truth can no longer be trusted? Many of our politicians and much of the national news media purposely lie to promote an agenda and keep you from knowing the truth. The Bible makes it clear where lies originate. Who are you going to believe? Only through Jesus Christ and His Word will you know the truth that will make you free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Redding, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
And the Ad Council.
blocking out the noise and bringing you the facts. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Glad you could spend part of your holiday with us on this Thursday, November 24. Coming up this half hour, the frequent flyer who fought back against the airlines and won. Getting emergency help with Thanksgiving meal prep this afternoon, and the number of calories we'll consume today. That story in about 20 minutes. Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are collectively known in political terms as the Blue Wall states. They've been reliably Democratic voters, but not this time. Why not? Seems effort and energy played a role. Donald Trump made an effort there. Craig Gilbert, Washington correspondent at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, says Hillary Clinton neglected the region. Craig set this up.
The Blue Wall are the kind of safer Democratic states, and in this case, particularly in the kind of Great Lakes region and in the Midwest, these are states that are really swing states, but they've been consistently voting Democratic at the presidential level since the late 80s or early 90s, and in this case, we're talking about states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, where Donald Trump was trying to expand the map, and Democrats were assuming for a long time that this wall would hold. If it had, it would have meant the election for Hillary Clinton, but it didn't.
So what happened here then? What went wrong in some of the calculations or reading of the data?
Well, so the reason these states were attractive to Donald Trump was because they have a lot of blue-collar white voters, and we know that's been his demographic strength. The challenge for him is that these are blue-collar white voters who are less Republican and more up for grabs than a lot of blue-collar whites in other parts of the country. So these are voters that Democrats have been quite competitive with, that Obama was pretty competitive and pretty popular with in his elections. And the Democrats thought that they would hold. But in this case, two things happened. One, Donald Trump did a lot better with these voters than his Mitt Romney did 4 years ago as a Republican. And Hillary Clinton also, struggled to turn out parts of the Obama coalition and her party's base, particularly young voters and African-American voters in some of the key cities in these three states.
What was the reason? Anybody give a reason for that, Craig?
Well, I think she just, she did not generate the enthusiasm that Obama did, certainly among African-American voters and young voters. I mean, we saw signs of that all year. On top of that, a lot of Democrats feel that there was kind of a tactical blunder on the part of the Clinton campaign. Wisconsin is a state where she never made a single campaign trip during the general election phase of the campaign.
Wow.
Which is pretty remarkable. I mean, they thought this state was so safe. Donald Trump came here five or six times. She did go to Michigan and Pennsylvania, but particularly in the case of Wisconsin and Michigan, they were very late in terms of advertising, and they did not treat these states like they were states that were in peril.
Would it have been the difference of just having run some ads that might have turned Wisconsin?
Well, when you consider how narrow the margins were in these states, I mean, they were all about a point. In Wisconsin, we're talking about 27,000 votes, something like that. So it's not too hard to think that, more money in terms of advertising or maybe sending the president or the first lady to some of these cities to mobilize African-American voters or mobilize white voters or a trip by the candidate. There were surrogates that came here. I mean, they sent Tim Kaine a lot. They sent members of the Clinton family. They sent other Democrats. But it's really the candidate and the president, if he's a surrogate. Those are the big guns for any campaign. So between candidate travel and between that and television advertising, those are the weapons the campaigns have, and they didn't use them.
Wow. We're speaking with Craig Gilbert, Washington Bureau Chief at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. His piece is called How Clinton Lost the Blue Wall States. All right, so Michigan and Pennsylvania, similar stories as to Wisconsin?
Well, there are some wrinkles. I mean, I think there's certainly evidence in the case of Pennsylvania and Michigan that even though Hillary Clinton overwhelmingly won the support of African-American voters, there was a little bit of a fall off in terms of turnout and in terms of her vote margins. Again, these are things that can make differences on the margins. It's really not a question of sort of blaming young voters or blaming black voters if you're a Democrat. It's really that the Clinton and her campaign didn't do
quite enough to mobilize them or didn't get the ultra-high levels of support they needed. In the case of Wisconsin, in the exit polls, I mean, she only had about a 4-point margin among voters under 30 compared to a 23-point margin for Obama. The young voters weren't as big a part of the electorate as they were in 2012. And then on the other side of the coin, I mean, this the remarkable performance of Donald Trump among white blue-collar voters, and particularly rural whites, a group that he won by almost 30 points in Wisconsin, a group that Obama won 8 years ago in Wisconsin.
Thanks, Craig. Craig Gilbert, Washington correspondent at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It's 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News, on this Thanksgiving Day.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with the sight of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to a state that's one of America's top 10 for business, where 2,000 burdensome regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years and is now home to the sixth best entrepreneurial climate? All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice for your business. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Again, that's MichiganBusiness.org to learn more.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better. And kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
Reminder, by the way, that we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter with the username at This Morning Show. If you like some cynicism and sarcasm, you can follow me directly on Twitter at Gordon Deal. Well, you're probably aware that federal rules force airlines to generously compensate passengers who get bumped from flights, yet gate agents don't always follow the requirements. In August, the Transportation Department fined Alaska, American, Southwest, and United Airlines for misleading travelers after bumping them. But Wall Street Journal airline writer Scott McCartney says it's not just the government calling out carriers on this. Travelers are fighting back, too. Scott, what's the story of this one guy?
Yeah, so a guy buys two tickets from Memphis to Houston he and his wife wanted to take their infant daughter to see some folks in Houston. for a long weekend, and he had seat assignments in his confirmation and got to the airport 70 minutes before departure, and United said they had no record of the seat assignments and wait, and they would try and get him on, and they didn't, and so he was involuntarily bumped from the flight. And they tried to put him on a second flight, gave him boarding passes, but without a seat number, and he got bumped from that. And thus ensued a really kind of remarkable battle between the airline and the customer. There are some very specific federal rules that govern this, which it by most of the evidence were not followed. And the guy enlisted help from a lot of other frequent flyers who kind of rallied to the cause, and it became a year-long battle that ended up in court, and ultimately he won.
Wow. What did he win?
Well, he won compensation under the federal involuntary denied boarding rules. So the government says if you bump somebody from a flight, you sell them a ticket, and then you don't honor it, you have to pay a penalty to the customer of 200% of the fare for that flight if you get them to their destination within 2 hours, and if it's more than 2 hours, then it has to be 400%. There's really two reasons for this rule. One is there's an inconvenience to the customer for getting bumped for a flight that they bought, in most cases, a non-refundable ticket for.
Yeah.
So the customer can't change, but the airline does, and there ought to be some compensation for that inconvenience. And the other is, and this is why the penalty payment has been raised in recent years, it's to discourage airlines from selling expensive tickets to last-minute flyers when flights are completely booked, and then just bumping the guy with the cheapest ticket, which still happens, and there's, you know, something to be said for that, I suppose. But the reality is it was happening a lot more before, where the economics made sense for an airline. If you can get somebody to pay you $1,000 for the flight, then you can just bump somebody who paid you $200 and you make out like a bandit.
Hmm. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal airline writer Scott McCartney. His piece is called "When United Bumped This Flyer, He Fought Back." All right, so you said this took like a year for this guy. Did he say it was worth it? Because that seems like an enormous undertaking to fight an airline by yourself.
Yeah, I think he thinks that it was worth it. Obviously, a major hassle. He's a lawyer, so he didn't have to hire a lawyer or do that. He's not an infrequent flyer, but by no means a road warrior, and somewhat novice to all this. So he learned a lot. He learned a lot from the fight with United itself, but he learned a lot from frequent flyers on Flyer Talk, which is an online community. And he just posted, the day after he got bumped, posted his situation there, and he got a lot of advice from folks who did know the rules and did know what he was entitled to and things like that, and so it became kind of a crusade, if you will. There's a David versus Goliath story here of one pissed off passenger taking on an airline, and I think there's satisfaction for a lot of folks involved, simply because airlines are required to do certain things in these situations and treat people a certain way, and if they don't, they ought to be held accountable.
Wall Street Journal airline writer Scott McCartney, 12 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are three numbers you should know: 10, 2000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. 2000 is the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more. Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. That's MichiganBusiness.org to learn more.
Maryland brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi. I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
Yeah. Hi. I think I found your kid's stuffed animal near the swing set. Just wanted to call. I'm sure she misses it.
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off. The toy was a little muddy, so I cleaned it up, and it's good to go whenever you're around.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Ruth Roosie. I'm a retired teacher. I'm 91 years old, and this is how I live United. I say retired, but not really. Once a week, I read books to children as part of United Way's education program. Reading to a child creates links between language and literacy. It creates a bond between grown-up and child. And believe it or not, it prepares them for a better academic future. Oh, we read about frogs and flies and pigs with wings, all sorts of juicy stuff. It's a joy to watch all those little faces. I figure I have the time and they have the need. And I've always believed that if we're not here to help each other, then what are we here for really? My name is Ruth Roosie. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
We are America's First News, this morning with Gordon Deal.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving once again. When you're desperate for Thanksgiving food prep advice later today, there are a couple of go-to sources, right? Mother, grandmother, mother-in-law. But if they're already, let's say, two glasses into that bottle of Chardonnay, you need something a little more reliable. That's when you call or text someone like Karen Wilcher, Butterball Turkey Talk Line expert. She joins us now from the War Room or Counseling Center, depending on how you see it. Karen, you're big on the next day Thanksgiving stuff.
For me, I like to have leftovers because we, you know, we just laze around the whole rest of the weekend, and I like to use the turkey to make other things, and we have a bunch of recipes on our website that you can refer to and to get information about how to use the leftovers.
And the turkey talk line has kind of evolved, right? I mean, it used to be just a phone call. Now you guys, you can text responses to people?
Yeah, we're on demand. We're everywhere you need to be. We've got a cookbook app that you can have on, downloaded on your phone. So if you're in the grocery store and you need to get an ingredient, you need to refer to that, you can just use your app and just text us at 844-877-3456. And somebody who's been, like myself, trained at Butterball University will be answering your questions. But if you know what, if you don't want to do that, you can, again, use our website to get some of the same information, especially if you're a visual learner. We've got some videos on there about how to do things.
Very nice. How? What's the most desperate phone call or text you've ever gotten?
No such thing as wild or weird, because we welcome them all. But one of them that's legendary around here that we all still chuckle about even to this day is a gentleman was tasked with thawing out his turkey by his wife. And, you know, she asked, hey, I need you to thaw out the turkey and just put it in a water bath. Well, you know, he got to thinking, I'm a multitask. So, you know, I've got to bathe the kids and I need to give a water bath to this turkey. So he put the turkey in the bath tub with the kids. Now, we don't recommend you do that, but that is one of the wild stories around here.
Kids, can you move the rubber duck, please? Dad's got to put the turkey in. 100,000 questions, by the way, their experts will answer between November and December on Butterball's Turkey Talk Line. 6 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with the sight of what coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
Yeah, hi. I think I found your kid's stuffed animal near the swing set. Just wanted to call. I'm sure she misses it.
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off. The toy was a little muddy, so I cleaned it up, and it's good to go whenever you're around.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, once again, happy Thanksgiving. Here's some Thanksgiving stats and numbers put together by USA Today. 1621, of course, the year of the first Thanksgiving, a three-day feast, that one was. 46 million, the number of turkeys killed annually for Thanksgiving, according to Wallet Hub. $22.74, the average cost of a 16-pound turkey. Five, that's the number of days required to thaw a frozen 16-pound turkey in the fridge. $4.45 billion. That's the amount of money spent online during Thanksgiving weekend last year. 151 million, the number of people who said they shopped in stores or online over last year's Thanksgiving weekend. 50 million, that's the number of viewers expected to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. 3.5 million will attend it in person. 4,500, that's the number of calories the average American will consume today, plus 229 grams of fat. That's over twice the recommended calorie intake for an entire day. Psh, I'll top that. I don't log in for less than like 10,000 calories on Thanksgiving. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Are you there yet? Have you reached your Thanksgiving destination? Millions of people have, or they're heading somewhere right now on the roads, in the air, or riding the rails. President-elect Trump spending his Thanksgiving with family at his Palm Beach estate. He recorded a Thanksgiving message to the nation before heading south.
It's time to restore the bonds of trust between citizens, because when America is unified, there is nothing beyond our reach, and I mean absolutely nothing. Let us give thanks for all that we have, and let us boldly face the exciting new frontiers that lie ahead.
President Obama at the White House with the first family, and he is stressing unity as well.
No matter our differences, we're still one people, part of something bigger than ourselves. We are communities that move forward together. We're neighbors who look out for one another, especially those among us.